Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And good afternoon on this rainy Sunday afternoon. Classical Music Adventures, we're featuring the works Alexandre Dumas, one of the greatest prolific writers in the history of writing. You know, I was inspired by the writings of Alexandre and his music life that is being composed to his great works is phenomenal. The Man in the Iron Mask is just one of my favorite stories created by Dumas. He is listed as one of the most prolific authors of his time. I strive hard to be like him from an admirational viewpoint. So Classical Music Adventures is going to feature The Three Musketeers, the soundtrack, The Count of Monte Cristo, a special suite, and of course, 20 of the individual tracks created for The Man in the Iron Mask. I'm sure you're going to enjoy all that we bring to you, representing the works of Dumas. And I'm telling you, to live in that time and to write about it is so amazing. So when you have the chance to view the movie, The Man in the Iron Mask, based on true events, you will truly understand how great Dumas was. We're going to open the doors today of music on Classical Music Adventures with the soundtrack from The Three Musketeers. The film was created in 1973, and it is based on the legendary works of Alexandre Dumas.
Thank you.
And what a beautiful rendition. You know, Dumas was born July 24th, 1802 in France. And he died December 5th, 1870. He was the father of five children. His mother was Marie-Louise Elizabeth Laborette. He had a dynamic childhood. His father, Thomas Alexandre Dumas, was in the military in France, from what I understand, as a colonel. We have more great music for you because people are amazed that Dumas was black. The music you just heard was from The Three Musketeers, a story that became so famous that candy bars were named after that story. And The Count of Monte Cristo became the legendary name for cigars. So it's no wonder that Dumas is celebrated all over the world as one of the greatest black writers, and actually just one of the greatest writers in the history of the world. We turn now to The Count of Monte Cristo, the suite you will truly enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was the suite for the Count of Monte Cristo. You know, Dumas, his writing just continues to endure from the old days where actors from old Hollywood humbled themselves and requested lead roles in Dumas' productions concerning his writing. And even today, many of the actors, like the Plato roles of the Three Musketeers, of the Count of Monte Cristo, it is amazing that his work continues to thrive. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more great music for you on Classical Music Adventures. We will turn to one of our favorite composers, Hans Zimmer.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And now we turn our attention to Hans Zimmer, Rotterdam.
Thank you. tunes and talk on the go, and recharge the battery, as I said before. And then there's just some specs, but that doesn't really matter. Other than actually, so the cord length.
You know what's so amazing? Hans Zimmer is considered one of the greatest movie composers of today. And that was a piece from 2013, and it is now 2021, and he just continues to create. We're going to open up The Man in the Iron Mask with what we call Opus 5, and this is amazing. Man in the Iron Mask, Mask King, for a king. And the story is about twin brothers, where one is imprisoned and placed into an iron mask to hide his identity. But he returns to the throne, fighting his evil brother, actually his evil twin. But their mother loves them both, and his father is a musketeer, D'Artagnan. So let us turn to Opus 5.
Thank you.
And that was definitely, you know, one of the things when I was watching the movie last night, and I've seen it more than once, I'm just so fascinated with the way the movie and the music just seem to have a musical blend to it. In that scene, they are trying to take the king who's been captured, who's the good brother, and they're trying to get him out of the dungeon. And the bad king, his brother, is fiercely after him. And the scenes that you see, or the music that you hear, is all throughout that one scene, movement, action, and then sincerity as the boat drifts away, with the king not being able to escape. We turn now to Opus 13, All for One, which is the famous saying that the true musketeers use as their rallying call, all for one and one for all. Opus 13.
Thank you.
our next selections on Man in the Iron Mask, honoring Alexandre Dumas, one of the greatest black writers in the world and truly one of the most gifted writers in the world. We turn now to Opus 2, The Heart of a King, and then followed by The Accession, Opus 4.
Thank you.
And what a beautiful transition between scene after scene. And imagine the queen, a mother, giving birth to twins. And after the first child is delivered, the king orders that the second child be taken away. And the queen is told only one of her children lived. The king is angry because his wife has had an affair with a musketeer that she is truly in love with. And it is an offense against the kingdom of France for her to love anyone outside of royalty. So she's lost and bitter. Her lover can never say that he is the father of her child. And actually, the twins are his sons. So this is a story full of intrigue, romance, betrayal, hearts broken, and hearts healed, if only for a moment. We turn now, Opus 10. And this is so amazing. We will go from 10 to Opus 15.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And as we return for more of the exciting presentation of the books by Alexandre Dumas, composed into music by some of the greatest composers for the motion picture movies with his titles. In this movie, Man in the Iron Mask, there is also intrigue and always responsibility. The queen, even though she is not in love with her husband, it was an arranged marriage between countries, and she has fallen in love with a musketeer of the king's guard. But one of the musketeers, who is loyal to the king and has been loyal to his father, has a son, Raoul. And he is in love with a beautiful young woman named Christina. They intend to be married, but the young king, who is just a terrible person, takes the eye of envy and sees Christine at a royal gathering and decides that he wants Christine, if no more than for a few moments, to sleep with. So he sends the musketeer's son to the front of the war, where he is tragically killed, causing his father pure anguish. Now he wants to destroy the king. And Christine needs help because her mother is ill. She's dying from consumption. And the young king says he will help her only if Christine will sleep with him and betray Raoul. Now, he hasn't told her that he sent Raoul to the front to be killed. So he tells Christine, you must forget him. He won't return. And when she finds out that the young king has lied to her, she ties a rope around her neck, and she proceeds out of one of the royal bedroom windows, committing suicide. Everything is being turned upside down by the young king, who is just an evil person. So as you watch the movie, you will see heartbreak, honor, deceit, betrayal, but you will see that honor will win out. We continue now with The Man in the Iron Mask, Opus 16, which is truly one of the great compositions. It is called Mask, It Is a Trap.
Thank you.
Now imagine you are the music composer assigned to such a beautiful story. And there are scenes where you have to be emotionally on point. Like the scene where Christine, a beautiful young woman, full of life and joy, waiting to be with the man she loves and to continuously take care of her mother, commits suicide. As a composer, you have to write something so touching that when the audience views that scene, they can feel the pain of Christine's broken heart. Or the ending, where all becomes a little bit better in life. The terrible brother is locked into prison and eventually gets a pardon to live on the countryside, to spend the rest of his life dealing with the pain and hurt that he's caused others. And his twin brother, the one who is good, joins his mother and leads France into a period of prosperity and takes care of his people, knowing that wrong is not the way to live. We turn to the final track of Man in the Iron Mask. But if you have the opportunity, watch the story and you will truly enjoy. Alexander Dumas, based on true events, Man in the Iron Mask. And as the story ends, the queen lays a rose on the white headstone of the man she loved and bared his child. Her son is now king, and France will lead the world with one of the greatest black music composers. St. George will arrive and bring fame to France. History is important, and to remember the great men that brought us stories of adventure, merit, and honor, we need to take a look at those. We have one more track to play, and I invite you to look at the movie that I adore, Man in the Iron Mask.
Thank you. Thank you. Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, that is going to bring another Classical Music Adventures on Sunday to a close. I have enjoyed it. I would like for you to look at the movie and maybe share the excitement that I feel and see in a Dumas written. We had a great show today. The lights were full of blue, and I enjoy that. I will see you on Wednesday for my jazz show. And until then, I hope it stops raining soon, but I wish you joy and love. And remember, enjoy life, because that's all you have. Good night.